This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Thanks to Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. And Damo is into chat footy.
It's time for Damien Barrett to wrap up the weekend in footy.
A bit of news kicking around purple as we welcome you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. There is.
With his positives.
We're all positive.
That's it.
18 winners in the weekend, Bill.
And negatives.
Sorry to disappoint everyone.
Oh, negative, Gus.
Bad news.
Nice to have you in purple. We had a very nice day yesterday.
We did yesterday, Jim. I enjoyed the company with your good self and Delisa and the other crew there.
Well, I said to these two off air, and this is something I absolutely believe, the five women attached to that function were far more enjoyable to spend time with than the men.
Yeah. And you're one of the men there.
Yep.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about what he just said being accurate.
All brilliant.
Yeah, they were. They were, and they get on well, don't they?
Do.
Which is good.
It was good fun seeing them all. Now,
I enjoyed it.
Footy, where are we starting?
Yeah, I want to start with the Chief because we do have a special soft spot, all of us. I know you used to spend a lot of time, Jim, on and off air, getting inside his head and rolling him, and he often took 45 minutes of a 90-minute show to respond.
But then he got angry, and out came the river of gold.
Yes, and he's still doing that on the Friday huddle. He's just brilliant, and we're making a big focus this year on it being his 60th year of life.
Which he wouldn't be happy.
No, he's not happy about it. In fact,
you know,
he walked
we asked
out.
Him to come on, and his response?
No.
No. No, nothing else?
There wasn't a word either side of it?
Just no.
It's okay. Just no. I'm surprised you haven't got a
talking
response.
Talking footy, that in our group chat, they send possible guests. They said, Chief?
Yes.
Question mark?
Yes.
No chance.
And in our chat, it was 100 to 1.
100 to 1.
That come from you.
Yeah.
100 to 1.
And that's a bit unders, I think.
Exactly. Yeah.
But he actually walked out of the studio or the pre-match at Marvel Stadium when we got John Kennedy on to celebrate or partially celebrate the 60th birthday that he's up. Coming and he came back in, but John Kennedy gave him a good 15 minutes of stand-up routine of just how bad he was how fat he was when he first joined and how he actually wasn't that good anyway.
No. Which, no.
He's a very intelligent man, though, Chief.
And richly deserving legend status.
So how many legends are there?
He's the 32nd, Bill. Barry Cable came out last year for reasons that were very public at the time. So there were 31 or 32 now. He will become the 32nd Chief.
Thank you.
When he's officially endorsed.
Good on him.
And then you've got the questions around Gary Ablett and Wayne Carey, who I feel deserving of legend status in the game, but there's decisions to be made about them. And obviously, and I've got a strong belief that Buddy Franklin will be as well.
So is it only one a year? Or how
there's
does
there's a certain
that?
Percentage. Yeah, I think there's a bit of wiggle room on it, but there's a certain percentage of overall inductions just as standard Hall of Fame players who can then be converted into legends. Right. And it's not every year.
Immortals you're talking about for the
there aren't many there's only about 13.
No, there's about 8 or 9, isn't there? How many of them, Ramsey, while you're looking at it?
Will he have to speak again? Because he won't want to do that.
No, he wouldn't have wanted to do that today either, would he? But he spoke. He always speaks well, Chief.
I know he does, but he just won't want to do it.
He will on the night, obviously. And do you reckon he might get a tear?
No.
He's not emotional.
No, that night gets people.
I know, but doesn't get how many?
13.
That's what I said.
Oh, you did. Yeah. All right.
You used the word immortal when Buddy Franklin kicked the thousands.
Because you were up in Sydney and you thought that'd be good up there.
And then the girl jumped in front of the Channel 7 camera.
Now they use another shot.
Can you see what's under Fat's eye, by the way?
Once you've pointed it out, it's hard not to see. What is it?
I don't know. I can't see my eye.
No, how did he try and see it?
He went to take a selfie, but just Googled the word mirror.
And guess what came up?
What?
Mirrors. That there they are, look. Turn around, $109, a Snooze Ocean Grove mirror.
But they're not reflecting your face there.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
that's what I'm going to do. Take it. Keep talking.
Okay, well, we'll get to some positives. I want to start with West Coast, Jimmy, because I actually admire how they've held in there this year and the enthusiasm with which Harley Reid approaches everything. He started slowly, but what do you expect from an 18-year-old?
And of course.
He was unlucky last week to not have been made the rising star officially, but you couldn't not make Sam Darcy when he got it that particular week. He kicked the 3 goals and was really good. So It's not yet through yet, is it, Bill, today? It's normally about this time it comes through, but I'd be staggered if he's not there. And what he's doing, I feel, if you watch the way Elliot Yeo played yesterday, that was 2018 Elliot Yeo. And then you've got Jake Waterman kicking six goals. So
no,
they've held themselves together.
Because their first 3 weeks, you just thought, wow, this is going horribly the wrong way. But they were really good last week against Sydney. Probably could have won that game.
Yeah, they could have. Well, they were good most of the game.
Yep, they were. And then, obviously, the win. So, I couldn't agree with you anymore. Well done to them all.
Exactly. Yeah, and they got Richmond at a vulnerable state. Yeah. We'll touch on them in the negative part of the show. But I like where they've held together. And you know Don Pike better than anyone does. And he's gone in as CEO. And he's just watching this year. And I think he's already started to have an effect.
But for Adam Simpson and the whole club to ever win.
Yep,
fantastic.
Well done. Love teams that respond, Bill, to adversity. And there's a couple that did that on the weekend. I thought Adelaide Crows' performance against Carlton was one of those examples. And to cop it as they had to get to 0-4 after their first four matches, but to then change their game. And it does pose the question, why wasn't Rankin in the middle more than he had been in the previous 4 weeks? It was a total of 5 times. And then on the weekend, just gone against Carlton, is in there 20 times. So I don't get that. And others have been saying that over those 4 weeks that they lost.
He got the
9
votes.
He deserved every one
with
of those.
With Sam Walsh. Yep. What about Sam Walsh? First game back. 34 touches, 13 tackles.
Amazing. You're referring to coaches' votes there,
coaches,
Bill. Yeah.
And Taylor Walker,
4 goals. Yeah. And not many wins are gained by the Crows without him impacting as he did. I thought Rochelle was good too in moments. And Jake Soligo, who has had some good raps on him now in a short time in the game, you can just see he's going to be a star. The response component to what Essendon did against Western Bulldogs, I thought was really impressive.
Really good.
What they need to do now is to make that either the bare standard or something resembling that, Bill. And that's going to be their challenge because we've seen these moments before.
I know.
But again, I want to give them a real big tick because I was as critical as anyone last week after the last 3 quarters that they'd put up against Port Adelaide in Gather Round. So great response.
So guess who plays this week? Adelaide Essendon. There you go. That's interesting.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. The two responders.
The two responders.
One needs to keep it going. Yep. Love Durham's game, and he's just become so important. Yeah. He's a beautiful size. He was able to take care of Marcus Bontempelli and create goals himself.
He was very good.
Yeah, he's a good player. You've got a soft spot for Toddy Goldstein, and what he did against Tim English was really, really good.
How good.
Yep. And Dersma?
Dersma, the two long bomb goals were really good. Yeah. Caldwell too. He's just he doesn't get a lot of it, but he just uses it really well, doesn't he? And he's tough. You're right, Bill. He's very tough. So I also too, there's not many games that they win without Stringer having an impact in it. And he did that again on the weekend. And Jones has had he's a long time work in progress, but he's showing some good play. I want to go back to Thursday night. I just love Cam Rannis' game for the Lions against Melbourne. They needed someone to stand up. He did. Again, it needs to be the standard for him. And it could well be because he's now played 100 games of footy, Bill. And number one draft pick overall, so crucial
really
to them.
Started really well. He was good. Ryan Lester was good the other night. He was very good.
A great story, actually. He was nearly finished 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was. Came back again last year. Yep. Gold Coast, it's brewing, isn't it, up there? Mm. Yeah, I know they only beat Hawthorn, and we'll touch on Hawthorn on the other side of the equation soon, just to delve into what's going on there, but they just controlled them the entire game. Anderson was so good. Ben King was really good with 4 goals. It could have been, you know,
Collins,
7 or 8.
Collins,
yeah, tough. So it's all coming together for them.
Tough road trip that for everyone.
For everyone. Oh, yeah.
Playing out there is not easy ever.
No. Port Adelaide toiled hard against Fremantle. Had to kick the last 2 goals of the game to win. Loved how it happened. Big Charlie Dixon, who, as we had seen, robust conversations at quarter time with Ken Hinckley, rolled his ankle, which he does pretty much every second play, took that big clunk, went back, kicked the goal, still needed another goal to get in front. And the very next centre clearance, you had the key players involved in Butters and Rosie and Jason Horne-Francis, who had been anchored there for that play in the goal square, took the mark, kicked the goal. It just summed up that footy club. They're able to hit the go button and kick the last 2 goals, Bill, and it was a problem for Fremantle.
But they were good, Freo.
Oh, yeah,
they
absolutely.
They should be in your pods. Alex Pearce.
No, I'm going to put him in a negatives because they did lose the game of footy, and I'll tell you why on the other side of the break, Bill. But Jez Cameron. I've got a reason to put him in the negatives. Jez Cameron. He's had harder training sessions than what happened yesterday, and you obviously witnessed it firsthand, Bill. But he
21 disposals, 8 marks, 6 goals. Just does what he wants.
He's still the best in the game, isn't he? Is he still the best in the game, Jim?
Oh, he's hard to play on. Absolutely. He's hard to play on. Yeah. He just run. I think they started with Sheez on him, didn't they? The Sheezel.
I don't know. You were there. We were at a lunch.
I was at a lunch. So was I.
Cut one box.
Yeah, he's been good. Jack Bowes. Bowes. I reckon it's Bowes. Grime Myers. Tom. They were all good yesterday. They were all right. Bloody good.
So we got the negatives next.
A few negatives to get through.
Including Freo.
Wow.
I'm putting them in. Jeez.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
14 years I've had to put up with your and I've had enough of it. So
Damo has stuck around his negatives from round five.
Where are we starting,
Purple? Well, why don't we start with Fremantle? Because you all had a reaction when I put them in the negatives. I want to raise an issue, okay?
Right, so what's the issue?
The issue is they don't kick goals. And as good as Alex Pearce is and has been and was on the weekend, as good as Ryan has Luke been Ryan. All season and again on the weekend, those two players, Bill, as you will see on the coaches' votes, were 10? The two best players on the ground, according to both coaches, in a losing team.
Luke Ryan had 10 kicks and 5 marks in the last quarter.
He was outstanding.
Nearly saved the day.
The point I want to raise, though, is they've kicked 9 goals against Port Adelaide. Now, 9 goals will sometimes allow you to win a game of footy, but it leaves you exposed. And that's what happened. Port Adelaide kicked the last 2 goals. The previous week, they were equally 2 goals up
against
Carlton.
But had some bad luck there.
They had some bad luck, Bill, but they only had 9 goals on the scoreboard at that point in time.
What about the week before?
And the week before, they played Adelaide and they got a win.
Yeah, how many
9 goals?
Oh.
So they can't get beyond 9 goals the past 3 matches. So that's the negative. Right. But having said that, what they are doing is playing really well. They're set up beautifully down back. Their midfield is elite as well. The forward line is the problem. So that's just got to be tinkered with. And they've had a good start to the year, but 2 losses in a row now of games of footy that they were in front by more than a goal with
our
a few
man
minutes
Dick
ago.
Tracy. Three?
He was good too, wasn't he?
He was good.
Yeah,
Dick Tracy. Actually, he went up the ground a bit and did. Yep. And Amos? Dennis?
Well, I like Amos, but he's just a work in progress.
Yeah,
he's
some type of way. A miss, which I don't get.
No,
it was Dennis Amos.
It was Dennis Amos. I think it's Amos, yeah. Right. Okay, so let's delve into Hawthorn Footy Club now. 0-5. Ooh. Bad loss. Really bad loss to Gold Coast Suns. Dylan Moore on Channel 7 post-match. Let the world in on what he sees as a few problems.
There's no more tiptoeing around at training or, oh yeah, I'll sit out of this drill, let's bring your mouth guard and let's get to work. Well, I'll put my hand up and say I'm not living to the standards required, certainly, and that's what we spoke about as a playing group. We know that we can't just stick to a footy schedule like every other club and expect that we're going to be as good as Collingwood. We need to do extras and we've made commitments to each other to do that.
Love the honesty, but I don't get how anyone at that footy club could have got possibly ahead of themselves, given what they've done in the last 2 years. Now, they got happy last year at times, and I was in the minority in not thinking they were going that well. But what I wanted to just throw into the conversation, Jim and Bill and Ramsey, before we discuss it ourselves, is Daisy Thomas's views on Triple M footy over the weekend after he heard Dylan Moore and also Sam Mitchell, who was also open post-match, about what he views as what needs to happen now.
Being in this position before at Carlton, I tell you what isn't the answer. Going out and getting flogged on the training track.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the anxiety that these players would have right now, knowing that whenever they walk in the doors, there's an expectation that they're going to have to genuinely punch on at training. Go in there and it's going to be contested footy. You know, it's round 6 coming up. They're going to be sore enough. If they do lose one, as said by the coach, we don't really care if we lose another player with a corky because of bad attitude and we're going to have a crack on the training track. That just puts the whole team at more risk and they're probably going to produce a worse performance.
Daisy Thomas there on the Sunday Rub talking about that. It's an interesting perspective, isn't it, given he lived it at Carlton in a similar period of doom and gloom.
Well, it was the old days when you did that, bring the mouth guards. I think the coaches are a bit better than that now.
Yeah.
A bit more updated. I tell you what is a clash, 17th versus 18th this week on Sunday, Damo, North versus Hawthorn. Marvel. Who wins that?
Probably Hawthorn, but I mean, they're not going well. It's just the team that you are also referring to there, Bill. So lost to 75 points. And then the previous week, again, against a good team, Jim, as you know, Brisbane Lions at Norwood, 70 points. And then the previous week to that, Carlton by 56 points. So these losses are damning with their numbers. And there were 2 losses prior to that of around the 5 and 6 goal nature as well. Western Bulldogs, massive issues brewing there.
Well,
at that
can I just finish
club?
By, and it's just a bugbear of mine, Purple, with North. I didn't see the game because we were at lunch, but that jumper is horrible. We worked for 10 years to get a proper home and away combination of jumpers.
I don't think North. It's
and the one you're referring to, the blue, the royal blue,
the
but just the kangaroo.
Honestly, it looks like something out of the merch store that you'd buy for your kid. It's not a footy jumper.
I don't think it's the jumper.
No, I know, but I just can't stand the look of the bloody thing. We got it right finally.
Yes.
Blue with white stripes, white with blue stripes, why do you change it? It looks horrible. Anyway,
yeah, I never get too caught up in how a jumper looks because I'm a bit with Bill. Just win the game of footy and then no one's talking about it.
Don't worry, but that jumper's pox.
Yeah. So Western Bulldogs, bad loss to Essendon. The two wins they've now got to this point of the season were against Gold Coast. They got Gold Coast on a bad day on a windy Ballarat Oval and West Coast. So their form is questionable. They're now going to be without Tom Liberatore, Bill, after the confusion and the mixed messaging around the concussion protocols that he's been placed in after the match on the weekend. And they've got a very big game on Thursday night to kick off round six action.
The Saints.
Yeah.
That's a good game, that one.
Yep.
Because the Saints, they were great again. They could have won.
They kicked the last six goals of that game against GWS. So
hard to beat.
The narrative going in as part of it was the unavailability through selection of Caleb Daniel, Jack McRae, who'd been in and out, Bailey Dale. We watched that VFL game prior to the game. You were there, Jim, doing the rush hour, weren't you, before the Channel 7 coverage. But you had Alex Keith running around there and Ryan Gardner. There were some other big names, Rory Lobb. So there's a lot of players and there's a lot of money on a total player payments perspective running around in the VFL. So Luke Beveridge, he's speaking tomorrow to media, keen to see what he says, but massive game coming up for them on Thursday. A few issues at Carlton and there's soft tissue problems now. Andrew Russell, head of performance at the footy club, lost Chera before the game from a soft tissue perspective, Bill, training during the week. Saad went down, hamstring during the game. Ooh. Mitch McGovern went down, hamstring during the game. Big losses, creative players who are very, very important. On top of that, you've got soft tissue injuries to Martin, Motlop and Cunningham. Mm. A lot of pressure on a lot of people at the moment. Andrew Russell at the Carlton Footy Club in the high performance zone is one of those players.
Well, they take on the Giants at Marvel too, who are airborne.
Yeah.
Speaking of injuries, Richmond.
Richmond, yeah.
Wow-wee.
So lost.
I feel for Adam Uzé.
I do too. Now.
Not only injuries, missing all those picks and a lot of money and picks for placed on Taranto and Hopper, weren't they? And they're struggling.
And they're both injured, those two players. Now, Taranto broke a wrist at training. Jack Ross damaged badly a foot during the week. And then they lose Jaden Short yesterday. Mm. We know they're already without Gibkiss and Lynch and Prestia. So there's a lot of talent that's just and Bolter as well, who's unavailable. And one more just on that stakes, GWS, not so much from a negative outcome because they did win a game of footy. They are still unbeaten, one of only two teams unbeaten alongside Geelong, but going to be without Taylor now for at least a week in the concussion protocol situation and Stephen Cornelio too, who damaged a knee, but as Adam Kingsley said, it was neither serious nor low-key, but it's not an ACL as we've known. So he'll miss weeks, but not the worst-case scenario, which I think he feared himself when he went down.
Sam Taylor, have we got an update?
Just that he's in the concussion protocols.
Can you just talk about him then?
Literally.
When I asked the question, I was
10 seconds previous.
Might have been, actually, that's generous.
Well, I was looking,
it was 7 seconds.
I would have let it go, but I just would have answered the question.
I was looking for my notes for Damo. Libba and Sam Taylor. That's
in fact, I reckon what we're going to do, we'll get Maddie to turn that around and we're going to run a tape on when you stopped talking about Sam Taylor and then when he asked.
I'm talking about the kid that's playing at Geelong in the reserves. He had a concussion Taylor.
Yeah, we'll get, I think Zoe's walking in there now. Maddie will have that turned around with the tape on it.
Apparently Judson Clark did his ACL for the Tigers in the VFL on Saturday as well.
He did, yes. Another injury there for the Tigers.
Chief. Are we here? You're going to be made a legend in the Hall of Fame. Would you mind coming on? No.
Was there anything else?
Nothing else.
Normally just, says a couple of words just, to you if you ask.
Yeah, normally there's a word
you little
before it.
Anything else, Damo?
No, I reckon that's it.
We should look out for...
Oh, look, the focus
something
is
brewing.
Rightly so on Western Bulldogs.
Right.
Big story. They need to... We talk about those teams that did respond.
Is that where the bus is going?
Oh, the buses are at Witten Oval.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and as you said, that game... That Marvel Sunday. Oh. I mean, at the end of that, one team will remain as the only without a win. So that's a big afternoon.
It is.
All right, nice to see you, Purple.
Likewise, Jim.
There you go. It's coming. Right, it's coming. Good. We're going to run a tape over how long it took
it
for Bill to
seconds.
Ask a question about Sam Taylor after Damo just mentioned
it. I was looking Sam for my notes.
I was happy to let it go, Bill.
Thank
I was just going to converse, but
your
these two.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm Sunset. Always in a hurry.
To do what?
To get wherever I've got to go.
I can see Damo stuck He's around gone. And fair enough too because we've got out of Maddie's booth.
Now, Jim.
How long after Damo stopped talking about Sam Taylor did you ask about Sam Taylor? Let's have a listen.
they are still unbeaten. One of only two teams unbeaten alongside Geelong. But going to be without Taylor now for at least a week in the concussion protocol situation, and Stephen Cornelio too, who damaged a knee, but as Adam Kingsley said, it was neither serious nor low key, but it's not an ACL as we've known. So he'll miss weeks, but not the worst case scenario, which I think he feared himself when he went down.
Sam Taylor, are we going to
15?
Just that he's in the concussion protocols.
Can we just talk about him then?
Just
literally.
Oh no.
So I have a book, right?
Fat.
I have a
you
book.
You dare to say to me that I don't listen? Yes. I've never known a person, Jim, to listen less than you.
Can I explain? I got a book, right, and I write questions because after I watch the games, every game, I'm like Duane, I watch every game.
No, you don't start watch every front. Game, that's a lie.
And where is me? Oh, here it is, look, see, questions for Damo.
That's not a piece book. Of paper.
That's a piece of paper. Book. They can't see it, you idiot.
You
well, there's cameras. Questions
about
for
Sam
Damo.
Taylor after he just finished talking about him.
Number one, Sam Taylor. Yeah. There you go.
Right.
And Libba. Yeah.
Yes.
So I had my book.
No,
I was trying to find my book while he was talking.
It's a bit of paper.
And Sam, so he was there. So that's hence why.
Well, in the ad break, Damo told you he was going to talk about Sam Taylor and Libba.
Did he?
And he did talk about
Sam Taylor. I wasn't listening. I don't listen during the ad break.
He didn't listen twice.
I don't listen to him during
What's
the ad break.
What's going on with your eye?
Yeah. How do I know? I can't see it. You look out of it, but you can't see it.
It's some coins or something
in
there.
I don't know what's going
on. I actually need some Telfast. Have you got
any?
I think I've got hay fever.
I think you have.
Like our good mate Chief.
Among other things. No, we're not going there.
Excuse me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger. Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.